We come now to this morning's business. We begin with item 10, suffragan C for the Diocese of Leicester, for which you will need GS2052. I should also draw your attention to paragraph 10 of the financial memorandum on the sixth notice paper. I'd now like to invite the Bishop of Leicester to move the motion standing at item 10.
Good morning to you all. I bring before you a proposal for the creation of a new see in the hope that with your agreements we can then go on to appoint the first ever Bishop of Loughborough. Firstly, let me be clear on three points. Firstly, this proposal does not increase the number of bishops in the Church of England. This is simply a proposal to replace a stipendiary assistant bishop with a suffragan bishop. Secondly, there is no significant increase in cost involved in this proposal. As a diocesan bishop, I receive a block grant from the Church Commissioners, which currently pays for two bishops' stipends. And as the draft financial estimate included in your papers makes clear, the block grant will continue and it contains enough flexibility to cover any variance in cost. And then thirdly, although I'm standing before you this morning to propose this motion, it has the strong backing of our Bishop's staff team, our Bishop's Council, and the Leicester Diocesan Synod, the latter voting by 76-0 with two abstentions in favour. So why then am I bringing this to General Synod? The simple fact is that we have no dormant see, as was the case in Newcastle. We could try to borrow a dormant see from another diocese, as explored in the paper, but this was felt by our Bishop's Council to be unsatisfactory. So we have to go through this legal process to create a new see before we can appoint a new bishop. But behind all of that, the real reason for doing this is because there is, I believe, a compelling mission case for a reshaped episcopal role. During the 9 months that I've been in Leicester, the bishop's staff team have been refreshing our diocesan strategy, known as Shaped by God. Some existing areas, such as our call to establish as many fresh expressions of church as inherited churches by 2030, are fairly well resourced. We've received Church Commissioners' strategic development funding to create new diocesan posts to enable that work. But other areas of work are less well resourced or have been in recent years. And most noticeable to me on my arrival was the distinct lack of Black, Asian, and minority ethnic Christians in our churches, as well as in leadership roles in the diocese. This will probably be no surprise to Synod, given the national picture, but I had genuinely believed that a city like Leicester might buck the trend. We were, after all, one of the first majority BAME cities in the country. But the Anglican churches of Leicester simply do not reflect the communities in which they are set. And this is not because all BAME people are adherents of other faiths. Far from it. At the last count, there were now over 100 BAME majority churches in Leicester. Our issue is that only three of them are Anglican. By God's grace, we want to do something about that. I believe the Anglican Church has a unique gift to be able to be offered to UK minority ethnic people just as to UK majority ethnic people. If we truly want to be inclusive of all who live in our parishes, then we have to heed these changes. So I'm aware that we're being quite specific in our brief for a new suffragan bishop. Sharing faith with confidence and generosity is part of any episcopal role, but focusing this on a particular group of people is unusual. And doing this in a context of a multi-faith city such as Leicester could even be seen as provocative. However, I do believe this gets to the heart of the mission challenge facing us in our diocese. The presence and engagement policy of the Church of England has been effective in some parts in developing good relationships between faith communities and in growing social cohesion. I'm wholeheartedly committed to that. But the real challenge now lies in how we combine this strategy with a confident, generous, and sensitive proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we fail to do that, we are denying our own identity and calling. So I realize I'm being bold in my appeal to you today, but I'm hoping you'll support the creation of a new see and the appointment of a new suffragan bishop of Loughborough who will help lead our diocese and play a part in leading the national church in evangelism, nurture, and growth among Black, Asian, and minority ethnic people. I hope that he or she will provide a role model and a prophetic challenge to our church, which has too often talked a good talk, but failed to act on God's calling. This is a unique moment of opportunity, and I dare to ask for your support. Thank you.
Item 10 is now open for debate. I first call the Venerable Tim Stratford, followed by Mr. John Freeman.
Tim Stratford, 142, Archdeacon of Leicester. Synod, you will have read in the Diocese Commission statement that this is not the first time a proposal to create a suffragan see in Leicester Diocese has come before you. It did so in 1986. The then Archdeacons pulled the rug from under the feet of its proponents. My predecessor was the Archdeacon on General Synod at the time, now a retired Roman Catholic bishop. Well, times have changed, and in these changed times, I can reassure you that this Archdeacon of Leicester is fully behind the proposal. Although, that was not meant to make the Bishop of Leicester turn white. That we have had a choice of Leicestershire town names. I'm sorry, we're not seeking to make a Bishop of Frisbee. It seems to me that a frisbee would have been a great asset to the bench of bishops. More seriously, let me tell you about the changing times. Leicester is not a diocese in which we are managing a reducing church. At the beginning of this decade, our diocese committed itself, as Bishop Martin said, to growth, including building new ecclesial communities, as many fresh expressions of church as we have inherited expressions of church by 2030. That is about 330. 70 so far have grown. And whilst we have managed so far a gentle reduction in stipendiary clergy to fit the national picture, we have seen a boom in lay ministries and a modest year-on-year growth in the number of worshippers. We've reduced stipendiary clergy by 9 since 2010, and halfway through the decade had licensed or commissioned 140 lay ministers, with 40 lay employees engaged in new ministries. We're also considering now how to reshape the deployment of stipendiary clergy as national plans for clergy numbers change. So far, in our very diverse city and region, however, our growth remains predominantly white and middle class. This may reflect a limitation in our leadership, outlook, networks, and circles of trust. The growth requires leadership capacity, and to grow in new ways requires leadership diversity. I don't see bishops and archdeacons, as my predecessor did, standing on each other's feet in a reducing space in Leicester. In fact, if this new see is not created, then it will be very difficult to replace Chris Boyle, our stipendiary assistant bishop, when he retires, and our leadership capacity will be reduced, and we will lose his African experience also. Bishops and archdeacons have complementary ministries. There are things that bishops do and archdeacons don't. There are things also that archdeacons do that bishops can't. Colleagues on Synod, I ask you to support the vibrant, growing Diocese of Leicester by passing our bishop's motion. By doing so, you will enable us to form a leadership team fit for the task that faces us.
After Mr. Freeman, I call Canon Shane Arden.
John Freeman, 278 Chester. Madam Chairman, thank you for calling me. As one of the very few, and maybe the only graduate of Loughborough University, I commend the Bishop of Leicester for choosing Loughborough as the name of his new see. All sorts of excellent reasons are there in his paper, which I shall not bore you with going over. I ask you all to support it, and when I see the Vice Chancellor of the University next month, I will commend to him that he establishes early good relations with the new bishop. Thank you very much.
After Canon Arden, I'd like to call Mr. Michael Clark.
Shane Ardron, Leicester 333. This being my second term on Synod, I was a member of the Vacancy and See Committee when we were putting together a profile for our current bishop. Now, this involved travelling around various open meetings in the diocese and visiting a group of the multi-faith leaders. Throughout those meetings, there was a desire to meet the bishop and have the bishop visit them. The bishop was a title that was known, and you'd be pleased to know, respected and valued. Whether we want to accept it or not, people like meeting a bishop. The office brings with it value. People know that they, with the work they are doing, has been given a broader stage when the bishop has been to see it. And the other faith groups know that the diocese values who they are when the bishop takes time to see them, and they value the stand of faith that the bishop takes. A bishop carries a particular weight that others would take far longer to develop. It opens doors that otherwise may stay shut, and it opens ears that may otherwise stay shut. It also puts the bishop very much on display. So by having a suffragan, it gives a much broader range of people to draw from. We have been very, very fortunate with the assistant bishops that we have had over the years. And Bishop Christopher's faith and loving care and service will be greatly missed. So please enable the Leicester Diocese to move forward and vote for us to have a suffragan bishop. As an example of the kind of community that we live amongst, I'm one of the more city churches, and I help run a play group on a Thursday morning. We had about 24 children and about 30 adults, and within just that small number, I think we counted we had about 6 different nationalities, and that is a regular occurrence. Leicester is a different place. So to enable us to grow mission and God's kingdom, it would be much harder without a second bishop. So please vote for us to have a suffragan. Thank you.
After Professor Clark, I'd like to test the mind of Synod by welcoming a motion for closure.
Chair, colleagues, Michael Clark, 462, Chair of the Diocese Commission, ex officio. I'm delighted to stand and support the arguments we've heard from Bishop Martin. The Diocese Commission is required to comment on the financial implications of such a move and to register that it is assured that this fits well with the diocese's developing strategy. We are certain on both counts, and I'm delighted this morning to record our support for the proposition. It is, as Bishop Martin suggested, the tidying up of an anomaly. The notion of a stipendiary assistant bishop no longer sits easily within our own frameworks, and this is the step we took before Christmas in the appointment or the creation of the See of Berwick and the appointment of a Bishop of Berwick. Because it's the tidying up of an anomaly, not surprisingly, its implications are rather different than they would be were we dealing with a routine suffragan bishop. As Bishop Martin has made clear, the financial implications of the move we're making this morning are minimal. But secondly, in designing a suffragan see to fit with the strategy of the diocese as it is now emerging and as Bishop Martin summarised, the experience of the last couple of decades has allowed the diocese to develop its own thinking in the light of real experience on the ground. Bishop Martin has referred to the BAME deficit in the diocese. As the diocese sets about the tackling of that, it has considerable experience to draw upon. The paper from Bishop Martin shows the extent to which the diocese has thought through the appropriate model for itself, looking at other possibilities than the suffragan see that we're talking of this morning, and exploring how the impact will fit with where the Diocese of Leicester wants to be over this next generation. I went before Christmas to the diocesan synod that Bishop Martin has referred to, and I can only say that that was an impressive gathering in terms of the breadth and strength of the support and the experience it brought to the deliberation. We treated the proposition for Loughborough as we would rigorously any proposition for the filling of a suffragan see, and are absolutely clear that the case is not just strong, but one to be wholeheartedly supported and prayerfully backed. Chair, I am delighted to record our formal support from the Diocese Commission and to wish Bishop Martin and his colleagues in Leicester well as they set about the implementation of this brave move.
That has my consent. Does it have the consent of Synod? Those in favour? Those against? That is clearly carried. May I ask Bishop Martin to respond to the debate?
Thank you very much, and I won't delay Synod at all, given the number of speeches in favour. Thank you all for those. I can assure you lots of good things have come from Loughborough, and I'm very hopeful that lots more good things will come from Loughborough as well. So I beg to move the motion.
I now put item 10 to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? That item is clearly carried, and that ends this item of business.